as it was a paved work of sapphire, heavens in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they eat and drink. Then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone and the law and the commandments which I have written, that you may teach them. So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, wait here for us until we come back to you. Indeed, Aaron and Ur are with you, and any man has difficulty, let him go to them. Then Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountains. Now the glory of God rested on the mountain Sinai, Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Whenever I came to NYTS, I like to review these passages. Moses went up to the mountain covered by the clouds. Pacifica Church, this place is sometimes full of fog. If you look from above, it is like clouds too. And you can see over here, there are about 74 people at the mountain. And 74 of them was able to behold what is under the feet of God. It was like a pavement of a blue precious stone, like a very blue sky, very clear skies over there. 70 of them, they were drinking and eating over there. But Moses talked to them before he left. When you have argument, when you fight, I have Aaron and Ur over here, you can go to. So you can see these 70 people over there, even though they see God, right? They're able to behold God's glory, right? But they are below, under the feet. There's no clouds over there. Too low at the mountain. Not at the top yet. And then God talked to Moses, come up here. Come up here to receive the commandments, to receive the law. And we can imagine that 80 or 90 or 100, whatever the year is, you know, maybe with his rods, climbing slowly, step by step, suddenly he reached the clouds. And standing in the clouds for 6 days, guess what? Nothing happened. Right? God's voice is not there yet. How many days we have been in these clouds already? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 5 days, huh? Maybe some people are in the clouds already. Maybe majority, 72, are only able to see the feet of God. Yeah, over here it's good, the clear sky, you know. And it's like, you know, everything is good over here. Yeah, wonderful. Food is good. Drink is good. Eat and drink and enjoy the life over here. That's wonderful. We have good life here. But there's another levels we can continue pursuing, brother and sister. God is up there in the clouds. Look like consuming fire to those who are down at the bottom of the mountains. No? But sometimes I wonder, why? 6 days, nothing happened. God want me to go up here, right? God want me to come to NYTS, right? I come here for 5 days already, but nothing happened. Oh well, at least I received some peaceful feeling, huh? In the clouds, nobody's there. Peaceful feeling. But how come? Where's God? Why 6 days? Nothing happened yet. Let's turn to another verse. 19. Exodus 19. Verse 10. 19 verse 10. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and let them be ready for the third day. For on the third day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. This is another situation. God is going to come down to the mountain, actually probably several days before that event. Huh? And God says that you got to be ready. You got to consecrate yourself. You got to wash your clothes before I can come down to see you guys. So this is my very personal feeling. 6 days. What was Moses doing over there? Moses was a very high spirituality, you know. But you know what? According to the testimony we heard yesterday, in order to do holy work, you got to prepare, right? To wash the cups of Holy Communion, right? If you do not prepare, you use the water or foot washing to wash it. Like, of course, she did not say it that way, huh? We're only using the basin now. But what does it mean to see God? You got to be ready. You got to be prepared. For people, 3 days. Maybe for Moses, six days. How long is it going to be for you to prepare? Consecration. Wash clothing. Wash your clothes. Pastor told me how do you wash your clothes, right? Maybe he saw a group of brothers, right? Have a huge bags of clothing, right? And he dumped the clothing into the washing machine. Back there, right? And the clothes is too many. And the washing machine, for some reason, cannot spin. So you see all the powders, the cleaning powders, how do you call it? Detergents. Group of detergent on the top of clothing. Never go down to the washing machine. Huh? I guess you guys are like me, huh? Do not know how to wash my clothing. There was a grandma taught me how to wash my clothes. He says that before you wash your clothes, right, took it up and take a look. Which spot is the dirty spot? Make sure you put more detergent on it. Of course, in your group, you don't want to do it, right? Because your group, but for yourself, you got to examine where's the dirty spots. Put more detergent on it. And make sure it spins too. What does it mean? 6 days. Moses sitting over there, maybe, all by himself. Examine. Well, what did I do wrong? What I need to do to improve myself? Brother and sister, do you really spend time to examine yourself over here yet? In these 5 days, have you truly washed your inner clothes yet? How was it like with your white garment? When you are baptized, you are given a white garment. Did you see all the spots? Did you look at all the spots? Did you try to wipe away all the dirty spots on this white garment? What do I mean? You got to think all the mistakes that you have done and determine that you won't do it anymore. What are you going to do with the internet? Of course you got to have internet. But where are you going to serve your internet to avoid seeing bad website? Do you determine to plug your cable? Unplug your cable. Unplug, right? Not plug in, plug out. Unplug your cable. Even though the cable might belong to your parents, what do you do? Think of something in your prayer. You got to think of something. All the mistakes you have done, how about the books you kept in your drawer? What are you going to do about it? Those books might influence your spirituality. What are you going to do about it? Maybe some tips. Maybe some friends that you might have very intimate relationship already. What are you going to do about it? Maybe you don't like to talk to it in your prayer to God. But guess what? If you do not think about this and try to talk to God, you think God do not know about it? Dare you present your case to the Lord? If you dare to present your case to the Lord, for sure God will inspire you how to solve your problem. If you try to hide your dirty spots, you will remain over there. You will never be wiped out. If you dare to show it to the Lord, Lord, this is me. This is how dirty I am. What I'm going to do, Lord? Please tell me what I'm going to do. The Lord will give inspiration to tell you what to do. Do you have that kind of contrite heart here yet? And all that, and I saw some tears, but not all the tears over here. You don't have to shed tears to show your contrite heart. But do you really have a broken heart? Sorrow for what you have committed in your life? If that situation does not happen yet, I don't know how many longer time we got to wait for God to come down to us. Got to wait for the voice come to into our heart. You will never see. Try to overcome your dirty spots. Try to wash your clothes. I don't know when you are going to see God. First step. Before we truly can enter into the closeness with God, you got to wash your clothes. Secondly, I see that Moses continued climbing. Even God called Moses in the midst of the mountains. We can see Moses, and again, Moses arise and continue climbing. So you can see that the Holy Spirit is without limitation. There's always rooms for you to get closer and closer to God. How do you know that if you are continuing climbing or not? Or you are remaining in the bottom of the mountain? When you go out to the mountain, how do you feel? Huh? Assuming you are alone in among the clouds, all by yourself, how do you feel? Paul, how do you feel? Huh? Difficult to breathe. Cannot breathe. Okay, what else? Don't you feel like you have a peaceful feeling? No disturbance. No disturb, right? No disturb. But I'm sorry to say this. I think I want to collect all your cell phone over here into my pockets. What do I mean by that? I think some of your hearts are not here. You love disturbance. If you really enjoy the Lord, if you truly enjoy the Lord, how come you're still bothered by this physical material world? I truly hear a testimony from a brother. I think I shared with you already. He do not want to come to, at that time was not NYTS, another seminar. He got to come because of his jobs. And he bring his briefcase to come here because he is a social working youth. Had to come here for 2-3 days. He feel like he was already in the mountain. When he see his paper, office paper, he's like, this is garbage. He don't want to be bothered. No, he don't want to be bothered because he feel like it is wonderful to be over here. He want to dedicate this time only for him and God, no one else. Do you have this kind of feeling? If you still eager that, oh man, I got to call someone. I'm sorry, maybe you are still at the bottom of the mountain. You are wasting your time, brother and sister. You went to a mountain with treasures and you collect no treasure at all. 5 days may have been wasted. May now, this question only can be answered by you. Do you have joy in your prayer? Do you have peaceful heart yet? If you are not, you are not climbing at all. You are not making any effort at all. When I'm sorry to say this, but I have eyes where I observe. I observe some of your heart are not calm down yet, not in tranquility, not in quietness yet. When I say you shall greet people, doesn't mean that you shall lost in among people's, you know, social setting environment. No. I was hoping that you can make some friends, but at the same time, your relationship with God got to build up first. Your heart got to be calmed down. Then you are able to ask if you are in a mountain. This is the first thing you test yourself. Ask yourself, are you in a mountain? Second thing you ask yourself and test yourself. Like he said, do you feel like you cannot breathe? You are exhausted. You are sweat. Huh? You feel like, oh, I put a lot of effort into it already. I only see few brothers and sisters sweat in their prayer. Of course you don't have to sweat. I'm not saying you have to. Okay? But I always see brothers sweat when they play basketball. I keep telling you. Nobody not sweating when they play basketball. So what does it say to me? When you pray, your effort is not as good as playing basketball. Right? Again, I don't ask you to sweat. But your energy, your desire, your totality, your focus there yet? If it is there, I'm sure it is like as if you play a basketball. So wonderful after you get up. So wonderful when the ball game finish. I can take a good shower because it's good physical exercise. But this is a gardening exercise. When you get up in your knees, you feel, wow, I have a good prayer. Wow, I see God's glory in my prayer. How wonderful it is. I know some of you have this kind of feeling already. I can tell from your attitude. I can tell from your eyesight. Actually, more and more people are getting there, as a matter of fact. But not all of us are there. So, are you climbing this mountain? Thirdly, when Moses went up to the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible says that he did not drink and did not eat for 40 days and 40 nights. Wow. 70 people at the feet of God eat and drink and sometimes may have arguments. Moses, one person, in the dense of clouds, keep ascending, not only 6 days, it's over here, but keep ascending to the very, in the Chinese Bible say, Yo'an Tzu, the most darkest part maybe, most dense part of the clouds. God was talking to him over there. When you see from below, it is a consuming fire, as a matter of fact, because God's glory was over there. And Moses was so satisfied that he can commune with God 40 days and 40 nights without eating and drinking. What I'm trying to express to you over here, I'm trying to express to you, in your prayer, that's all have that kind of feeling, if God's willing, we have chance to see God, like face to face, communing with God. Let's turn to 33. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the that's good enough. This is another chance. The Lord spoke to Moses. Of course, he's talking about in the tabernacle. This is another situation. But I think the same situation applied to the mountain size too. You talk to God as a friend. A lot of people ask me, you know, how come I cannot concentrate in my prayer? Can I concentrate? Sometimes I think when you're talking on a cell phone, are you able to concentrate? I think you are able to concentrate when you're talking on a cell phone, right? Because sometimes we don't feel like we are talking to God. You read book of Job, right? How does Job talk to God? Job pour out his emotion. God, how come you are so unfair? Let us go to court. God, how come you watch me every morning? Leave me alone. God, let me die. God, he said a lot of foolish stuff, okay? We should not learn from. But something we should learn is that at least he pour out his heart to the Lord, just like as if he was talking to a friend. Praying is two-way communication. Not only you praising God. Praising God is one of them. Another thing is you really can talk to the Lord as a friend. Maybe he's your mother. Maybe he's your best friend. You're just talking to him. Pour out your heart, your sorrow, your anger, your feeling. Sometimes I talk to other students saying that our feeling has been eaten up by our civilization. Right? Our feeling has been eaten up by our civilization. When my kids want to cry, I'll tell them, stop crying, you are a man, don't cry. This is how I educated my kids, and this is how I was educated by my father. And I guess this is how my father was educated, by his grandfather. If you want to cry, don't cry, come on, be a man, why are you crying? But I hear from another one, another pastor, he says that his daughter wants to cry, grab on his leg, and the father said, he wants to cry, cry louder, don't worry, just cry. She even cried louder at that time. I guess when we come to the presence of God, we don't have to reserve everything within, because God knows everything. Why do you want to reserve it? And when you are talking, right? When you truly pour out your heart, right? And when you pray in tongues, right? Sometimes God will give you inspiration into your mind. God will tell you, yeah, my beloved, my dear children, you know, you shall do it this way. This is not right. You shall do it the other. God will give you wisdom concerning your situation. And then you will feel like, oh, thank God, you are answered in your prayer. So, brother and sister, where are you now? I believe most of us are at this middle part of the mountain. You are able to see the feet of the Lord, but it is not enough. So let's come to the presence of God.